when I heard about the verdict, my first response was that it is very unfortunate that, you know, Uganda is treating tourists like this, because Rando is one of the person who has been coming to Uganda back and forth, and he doesn't have any criminal charges against him. All the charges have been dropped.
What is the significance of this deportation, given that President Museveni has recently said that the anti-gay laws won't be enacted in Uganda?
For me, I think this is a very bad gesture, you know, to the fact that even the president himself said that the anti-gay bill cannot be implemented. The judiciary again to come and give this kind of ruling and deport someone because of their sexual orientation, I think it's sending a very, very bad signal for our partners and our tourism industry. And also it's very sending a very bad signal with the fact that the president himself has come out against the anti-gay bill. For me, I would say we would have gone ahead and contest this and reappeal. But I think Rando is not interested in that. And his deportation has been asked for immediate effect, and he leaves the country within 12 hours.
Maybe we should be clear here. Do you think he's been deported because he's gay or because he's accused of trafficking obscene publications?
In my own personal opinion, I think he's being deported because of his sexual orientation, because there is no reason he should be deported because of the charges which have been dropped.